following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office of Memphis, Tennessee, episode 326 from Studio A. And I'm late. I'm late with the production. It's already, what, 7 p.m. Sunday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. However that may be. I'm late. Why am I late? Well, it's not like I'm going to the studio, because usually I'd be doing the Booze and Blues show. I'd been there for an hour and a half already, you know, kind of getting things together. But that's not going to be the case. Tonight's just music. It's what it is, because, you know, we're... all of our lives have been rudely interrupted by a virus, and it's not cool, dude. It's crushing my groove. But like most people, I found ways to stay busy, and it has not involved in copious amounts of streaming content. there's a lot of it out there. I've been watching The Last Dance. Michael Jordan thing on ESPN, fascinating stuff. Really, really interesting stuff. It was kind of cool to relive some of those great basketball memories. But that's really kind of been about it. And you know, some stuff I've caught up on Pluto from time to time. Whatever. And of course, the news and this new project I'm involved with, the Drinking with Dead People. That's a YouTube thing coming soon. I talked about it last week. There's a teaser picture on my Instagram. That's my latest pic on the Instagram page, by the way. It's over a week old. But I'm in production with that right now. Why? What is this all about? Oh, what is this? What's this YouTube thing you're doing, Rick? Oh, what is this all about? What are you trying to pull off here, pal? It's a YouTube thing. It has nothing to do with Radio Memphis. It's a kind of a personal thing, I guess, if you want to put it that way. It's an independent production. Let's put it that way. I decided, as being a fan of history that I am, I'd spend a little bit of time in some area cemeteries, because where else are you going to find history, right? Either that or the library. And look, it's the ultimate social distancing, man. 6 feet down, man. Everybody there, and I ain't going to catch what they got. So they're not going to catch what I may have. So what we do is we head on out there and we tell some stories about some people that have died, people you may know, people you don't know, people that I've personally found interesting, and we're putting together a show based on that. And I'll have you know that the first season, which is in production now, we've got how many we got done? We got what, 3 episodes done, I think. They're in the can. They're ready to go. I've got a fourth episode that's going into production tomorrow, since we're not working on Mondays at Radio Memphis for the time being, the morning show, unless something changes drastically. But for now, we're just giving ourselves a little bit of a time to not expose ourselves to anything that's out there and sick and weird. So, you know, so there's that. And, you know, just like I said, just, you know, trying to stay busy, trying to stay on top of things, and trying to give ourselves a little bit of a break from the news cycle, because it is exhausting. It is absolutely incredibly exhausting. And you know, what are you going to do? You know, can you control this? No, a little bit. You can do this by, you know, staying home if you can, you know, limiting exposure to yourself. If you can wear a mask, wash your hands, et cetera, you know, all the things that are out there, and, try and avoid the bullshit. And there's been a lot of it this week, and it's kind of what we're going to get into a little bit this time out, because there's been some things that have happened that have been pushed forward into the public consciousness that is just there to, quite frankly, to just disrupt things. And I'm a little burned out of that. You know, it's one thing that we're just hit over the head with this goddamn thing, but it's another to have to deal with the ridiculous amounts of bullshit that goes with it. There's, I don't know, it's our proclivity, I guess, as human beings, to always look at the worst things that could possibly happen. But we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that this time out. So I tell you what, we'll pause here for a few seconds, and we'll be back. Get mom all liquored up, because the rest of the program from Radioland is next, right after this.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Did you get caught up in the video that was going around last week on social media, the plandemic? Did you see that horseshit, that load of crap? And boy, howdy, was it thoroughly debunked by all sorts of people. And it wasn't just, you know, people going, oh, well, there's, you know, of course, you know, you're saying these things because, you know, it's true. And it's, you know, it's a conspiracy to muffle science and blah, 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 blah. No, it was complete horse hockey. And it turns out that the woman, the subject of that thing, who claimed to have some sort of relation with Dr. Fauci. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to be accused of spreading false information, but there was a lot of stuff in there that was just absolutely incorrect. And it was all a point. It was a half hour slickly produced video that was designed for you to buy a book and to traffic a certain website and, you know, to get more. And it got so far out of hand that Facebook said, no, we're not going to allow this to be spread. They have this whole new thing now about, which is good, keeping the conspiracy theorists at bay. In other words, it's not so much the keeping of the conspiracy theorists away. It's to keep the spread of false information out of the picture. That's kind of important because Lord knows we've got false news everywhere. And thanks to the guy in the White House, that's all we ever hear about. What's fake news? The whole administration. Oh, everything is fake news. None of it's real. It's such an illusion. Well, see, you know, here's the thing. This week we've had COVID make an appearance at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., should you need to know the address. And there was the president's valet, which I thought was kind of amusing that apparently the man can't put his own pants on. And then there was an aide to the vice president that got it. And then there was somebody else, a third, I think, that I don't know, that has all tested positive for it. And yet, none of these idiots are wearing a mask and they're all meeting people, including amongst each other. And it's strange. It's a strange dystopian world that's going on out there because on one hand, you've got an administration who's, in essence, they're trying to say, look, it's no big deal. We should just pick up and move along and get our asses all back to work so we can bring the economy back. And on the other hand, it's like, look at the reality of things as people begin to get sick and people are trying to put together keep their lives together in some way, shape or form. And it's making things a little difficult for them, much less what it's doing for the rest of us. And it's sort of, I guess odd is one way to look at it. But, you know, one of the things that have come through from this is there's this massive distrust that has been cultivated as a result of all of it. The mistrust is now rooted now into all sorts of society who are trying to figure out whether or not the COVID-19 thing is real. Somebody did actually ask me that yesterday, Saturday. They said, do you think this is real? I know the guy. He doesn't think along those lines typically, right? You know, I don't know. I was just scratching my head over this whole thing because, you know, why would it not be real? Are you going the route? Oh, it's a conspiracy. There's a thing here. There's a whole conspiracy to not have certain individuals hold power in office. You know, you go through your mind in this checklist of this ridiculous sorts of things that are happening. Why would every continent in the world, except Antarctica, because for obvious reasons, have massive amounts of this disease that are occurring? And then they go, well, that could all be fabricated. But that's not. Coming from somebody who's sort of in the know because, you know, that's what I do. My wife has family in Ireland. They're that whole country's shut down. They're not doing this as some sort of a political witch hunt. They have nothing to do with American politics. As a matter of fact, they could give two shits about it. It's the same way in Italy and Spain, who took it so hard. Now Russia getting hit really hard. And they're pretty happy because the president of the United States is sending over, allegedly, a bunch of ventilators and masks, or respirators, if you want to call them that, and whatever PPE his people might need over there in Russia. And, you know, on the surface is like, well, you know, what about us here in America? And I was like, well, I thought y'all didn't believe in this sort of thing, I guess. I suppose. I don't know. Meanwhile, the country is sort of reopening with various companies that are back in business. Personally, I think it's a bad idea. And frankly, I'm not alone in that. There's many, many people who think that this is all way too soon. And I think that's part of it. I think that's a big issue. That's what we talked about last week. You know, is this all too soon? I think so. So I'm not going to belabor the point. If you missed it, you can go back a week and you can hear what we talked about then. But the point being here is that we could be setting ourselves up for another setback. And, you know, frankly, my whole point of view on this whole thing would have been quite simply this, is that about the time the White House figured out what the fuck was going on, if they'd have just shut everything down, we'd be open by now. We'd almost be nearly 100%. We'd be close to it, I think. I'd say certainly by the first part of June, we would be in a much better shape than we are now. I look at it as a thing as well. What do we do? You know, the shows and the things that we do at Radio Memphis have been, you know, somewhat handicapped by this because we have a lot of people that come into the studio usually pre-pandemic time. And we've been having to suspend all of that because of this. And I was hopefully looking for maybe the first part of July. I don't know. It'd be nice. Our anniversary is that time. It's going to be sort of a sad party to sit there with a little party favor and a hat going, happy birthday. Y'all wash your hands. Don't blow on the cake. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's the kind of the way I see it at this point. And it's given rise this past week, sort of predictably, the rise of the conspiracy theorists, and hence that whole plandemic nonsense that came out. And you're going to be hard pressed to actually find that video. I don't know. You might. I haven't searched the YouTubes for it, but I'm sure it's probably there. But it's been a point of contention for some folks to think that they have to find out that there's something else aside from what's actually happened. And it's sort of the really bizarre, strange reason behind conspiracy theories in general. Don't you think? You know, I'm a subscriber to Occam's Razor in that the simplest explanation is usually the more plausible and the more accurate, right? Whereas why do we got to make things a little more difficult and say that there's some sort of a global conspiracy going on to make this sort of thing happen? And the whole notion of the pandemic was, and it boils down to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the head of the NIH, amongst other organizations, said that he several years ago, he stood in front of a group of people and he said, look, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that a pandemic will come. Bill Gates made the same remark. And now both of those two guys, that was an oxymoron, both of those guys are being vilified for this because, look, they said this was going to happen. Well, no shit. You know what else is going to happen? There's a volcano underneath Yellowstone that's going to erupt. You know that, don't you? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Now, me making that very statement, and when this happens, those words that came out on this date, the 10th day of May of 2020, may come back to haunt me because it'll say, oh, Rick predicted it. What is he in on? How did he know this information? Same thing with a pandemic. Dr. Fauci knew that there was going to be one coming, as did Bill Gates. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. It was when they felt like it was ready to pull the trigger to make it happen, which is bullshit. That's the leap that they want you to believe, these conspiracy theorists, that makes this happen, that it was done intentionally to get the DNA of everybody, to microchip them. That was another one I heard. to force a vaccination onto people because it was about control of people. It was about individuals that would lose their liberties because they were being told that they were, even though they were healthy, they had to stay inside, and it was a matter of control. We just can't have this. And all of a sudden, it was the far right side that made those statements, and therefore we had to blame somebody other than the current guy who's in there, the president, who happens to be on the alt-right, if you will. So what do? They got to blame the nearest Democrat they can find, and that's Barack Obama. Not making this up. They won't accept the simple fact that there was a virus that had come to the fruition, that it made the leap from an animal to a man and thus was spread. Quite simply, nothing more. That's always the problem. Why is this? Why is this a problem? Why is this a hard thing to wrap their heads around, that we cannot take the simplest of ideas? Of course, you know, we had to take that whole notion of the virus, that it was, oh, well, it came from a lab. There was somebody that engineered this thing. Now, look, I'm not a scientist, but I don't believe that you can engineer a virus. You can have chemical warfare all you want to, and you can wrangle the control of a virus. It usually takes a very long amount of time and a lot of brains to pull that off, but you can, and that's what we're in the midst of doing right now. We're trying to control this virus. But let's be reasonable here. If there was a reason, if there was the ability that somebody could, in fact, manufacture such a thing, do you think it would do what it's doing now? I don't think so. No, it would do far worse. That'll keep you up at night. But it shouldn't, because there's no such way. You'd have to manufacture life to make that happen. Even though a virus is not a living thing, it's a compound, it's a protein, it's a thing that does things to you. In theory, it could be manufactured, but I don't believe that it is. And if it were, it'd be the first we've ever heard of it, because I don't know of any man-made viruses. I really don't. We've had viruses result of man-made ideas, but see, take a look around you right now. The air seems to be cleaner. Why? Why is this? Why was there snow in New York this weekend? What's going on? Why is everybody freaking out? You know what? The ozone hole over the Arctic has kind of healed itself a little bit, because nobody's driving around and burning coal. Imagine that, what we can do in just a few months' time if we just started living a little more cleanly. What kind of world we could have if that were the case. But that's not the way people want to think. They want to believe that there's something far more nefarious that's going on, because we immediately go straight to the bottom of the barrel, don't we? Oh, my friends, but it gets far more amusing than that, because it's not just the pandemic we all have to worry about. Now we have murder hornets. You couldn't make this stuff up. A genus of hornet from Asia. News of its escape into North America has become a problem. It survives by its name, murder, by murdering honeybees. I don't know what its motive is. It's just a very dangerous creature. And it does exist. I'm not making any bones about that. It's a real thing. There is an insect called a murder hornet. I don't know its government name. It's Vespis something. I don't know. But as I learned also this past week, from noted entomologists, people who study bugs, that they're incredibly rare. And they don't do well in heat. Which is how honeybees in Asia had learned to kill it, by surrounding it in flight and beating its wings so rapidly and driving the temperature of the air around it up so much that it just suffocated this murder hornet until it died. So it can't take the heat. Well, bring it on down to the south, bitch. We'll see how you handle this Memphis nonsense. So, you know, you got the murder hornets. Whatever. It's not enough. We can't have enough to be upset about. We can't have enough to be really freaked out about. So we have to add that. Oh, wait, there's more. I forgot. The National Weather Service, meteorologists around the globe. Now, this is speculation, okay? And I'll give you this. They are predicting an above average hurricane season. Now, why would they suspect that? Well, their science may have some legitimacy to it, because even though the climate seems to be somewhat nicer in certain places of the world, thanks to us not driving around and whatnot, there is this notion that, and it's true, that the temperature of the oceans are still warming. And when you have warm water, that's the engine that sort of drives a hurricane. They like the heat. They go well, and they start off the western coast of Africa there, and they work their way across the mid-Atlantic. They get into those warm equatorial subtropical waters, and then when the boy howdy, then it gets good and hot, and then it gets going, and it starts sucking up all sorts of things in the atmosphere, and it's going to make landfall. And in the middle of a pandemic, and when you've got all of these people, like what's happening in the state of Florida, where everybody has seemed to have gone back to work, and it seems like as though the COVID-19 isn't a thing anymore. And Lord knows they don't have to worry about murder hornets, but they've got a big enough problem as it is with COVID-19 and just the fact that they're in Florida. Here comes hurricane season. It starts June 1st. Oh, it's all out here just to scare you up one side or the other. Which begs the question, what do you do? Well, there's not much you can do. Except for, you know, learning to sort out the bullshit. This would be the thing to do, wouldn't it? Learn to sort it all out. Learn to figure out what's right, what's wrong. What makes sense, what doesn't. How does this affect you and me? How does this affect society in general? Is this going to matter a week from now? Is this going to matter a month from now? Is this going to matter a year from now? 10 years? 100 years? Yeah, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 for a long, long time. As far as the hurricane season of 2020, or are we going to talk about that in a long, long time? Don't know. I hadn't gotten here yet. We don't know what's going to happen. We may not have one damn stinking storm, which, you know, which would suit me fine. But we've marginalized now these conspiracy theorists who sit there and they want to jam down everybody's throat, their whole idea of thing, and not accept any type of debate. They refuse to accept any debate. That's the paradox that they live in. It's the gag that I've seen that was posted across various social media platforms that I'm continually astounded by the number, the absolute sheer numbers of individuals now who are experts in epidemiology. That would be the study of epidemics, you see. Or those that have become great masters in sniffing out the fake from the real, which doesn't take a whole leap of science to make that happen. And those that sit there and they will tell you over and over again how this whole world is coming apart and it's done by the hands of those that are looking to seek a new world order and some nefarious thoughts and actions that are taking place. And then you got scientists. I mean, real bona fide scientists. People who have devoted many, many years of their lives, and not at some cheap expense either, but to go and get a degree and study the world as the way they see it. Medicine, epidemiology, climatology, meteorology, any of the ologies. Notice that there's no ology in conspiracy theorist. And notice that the second word is really what kind of pulls all of this together. It's a theory. There's no such individual known as a conspiracy factualist because they just don't exist. I am a conspiriologist. You're a what? I'm waiting for that to happen. Now that I've mentioned it, that's going to be a thing. Mark my words. Somebody's going to go, "Why, you can trust me. I'm a conspiriologist." I make a note of all conspiracies real and imagined, and I sort them out because I know what's real and imagined. No, you don't. No, you don't. You got to learn to accept the things that are happening in the world as being the most simplest explanation as possible. It may even be wrong to a certain extent, but you're not going to be far from the actual truth. You know, we may have an elevated hurricane season. Why? Well, the waters are warmer in the Atlantic. That makes perfect sense for that sort of thing to happen. So there's that. The murder hornet. Okay, yeah, it came across on some shipping crates. It's more than feasible. That's a thing. Sure, we've gotten a lot of invasive species that way. Ask Florida. Again, I like to pick on that state, but they've got anacondas loose down there. Why? Because people have gotten these boa constrictors and these snakes that they thought they were kind of cool to keep as pets until one of them turned on them. Then they just turn them loose in the Everglades, along with all the alligators and everything else that's gone crazy down there. Florida's become our own version of our own personal Australia. And then back to the pandemic, because as of now, at least till further notice, everything seems to just rotate right on back to that deal. What's the story there? Why is this happening? Who's responsible? Must I point fingers at people, and who might they be? Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not going to really matter. There's no single one cause, intentional or otherwise, that you could point a finger to. A perhaps scenario might be able to be established, as I mentioned earlier, that somehow a virus existing in some animal got consumed by a human, and thus here it is. It's just that simple. We watched it unfold. We watched it come across Europe. We watched it come to the shores of the United States of America. Now, what we did have control over was how far it would spread and how much control it would take from this country. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing was really done. As of what this as of this production date right now, what are we nearly 80,000 dead, something like that? Some computer models, if you want to go that route, are predicting if we maintain the course that we are at right now, if we maintain these things by the end of next month, okay, 6 weeks from now, by the end of June of 2020, we could see over 300,000 deaths in America alone. It's a sobering thought, but there's a lot of reality that goes behind that. And with that, the more intense this news is going to get, the more intense the conspiracy theories are going to be, and the more intense these people are going to be about shoving this shit down people's throats. And then it's going to turn into this, we've already seen it too, this whole de-evolution of what you would think would be progress, but not. How dare you tell me that I must wear a mask before entering said establishment? Man, Costco just really went nuts with that whole thing. Remember that? That happened this week. Costco nationwide said, if you want to come shop at our stores, you're more than welcome to, but you must wear a mask. And there were people that said, well, screw you. You can't tell me what to do. I have the freedom of choice. Except for you women that are pregnant. Y'all don't have that. I made that leap. I'm speaking on behalf of them, but when they say that, because that's what it sounds like. It's my choice. That's what it's all about. It's freedom of choice. It's my choice. If I want to get the COVID, I get the COVID. You see, it's not about that, really, you dumbass. It's not about whether you get the COVID. It's a matter about when you get it and who you spread it to. That's the problem. And that's a leap that a lot of these people are having to wrap their heads around. And to enforce their rights, they want to be seen in public openly carrying assault rifles and whatever else that they feel is necessary to be intimidating. So you got these fat bastards that are wearing these assault vests and these little two-way radios and these guys playing army. When none of them were really ever in it, they just want that happiness and safety of, you know, carrying with them some sort of a device of destruction upon themselves, because by God, they're fighting for their rights to go outside, and they're fighting for the rights to go in public and catch this disease on their own, because I'll recover if it's fine. How ridiculous you people seem. And I'm promising you those that are listening to this, it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's the unfortunate reality of it. There's no two ways around that. But what can you do, right? Well, don't lose your marbles over it. Don't freak out. Don't be the opposite of those guys and run around and start, you know, kneecapping these. Got to look out for Meal Team 6. No, just when they find out that the buffets in this country are going to go away, can you imagine the hollering that is going? How dare you take away my right to have all you can eat food? Look at me. I've got to maintain this body. It's the fuel tank for the sex machine. Dude hasn't seen his dick since the Reagan administration. And yet, he's got to fight for that right. So what do? Ignore him. Let them go about what they're going to do. They're all cowards. Every last one of them. They're all built in fear. And that's how this works. As tough as it may be, my friends, I will give you this piece of advice. Don't be afraid. Respect the virus that's out there. Respect the society that we're having to find ourselves in, and respect the new norm. We'll adjust to it. We'll adapt to it. We'll be fine. That's just kind of how things go. I've taken to wearing a bandana around my neck as a form of mask, because I never know what store I'm going to wind up in. And just out of politeness, I'm going to put it on. And if somebody gives me any trouble about it, all I'm going to do is ignore them and keep right on going. Because I'm not harming anybody. And that's not my intention. And I'm not out to strike fear into anybody's souls. I'm not out to scare anybody. What I'm out to do is try and tell you, you don't have to be scared either. Just respect the world that it's in right now, and just be mindful of everything that's happening. Because if you don't, You're going to wind up getting bit in the ass, and Lord knows we all don't want that.
Wizards is corona-free and is your headquarters for your essential quarantine supplies. Their viral sale is happening right now with deals throughout the store. Get some sage to chase away the bad stuff. Incense, woodwick candles, decorative fans, and things to keep you busy while you're stuck at home. T-shirts, bandanas, hats, and more on sale right now. CBD, Kratom products, and personal cleansers for that job interview. Open 10 to 10 every day at 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, or get it all delivered when you order online at wizardsmemphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
If so, being socially distant, we're only possible in social media. Tell you what, this is incredible. Some of the things that you see and that are happening, that are going on out there, and the things that are people that are saying and wanting to do. Socially distant, though, has also got a bigger problem on its hands, because even though that some of these areas around here have begun to open up, especially in the Memphis area, which is kind of weird, even though there's no live music and the bars aren't supposed to be open, what's happening? They're all crowding into the bars like a bunch of fools, not one of them wearing a mask. And there's some places that I have personally seen where the staff is not wearing any mask at all.
Well, it's all fake, bro. It's, you know, it's not a thing.
Yeah, they don't care about your personal safety, and why should they? Because what trumps that? Pardon the pun. It's money. That's the only reason that that's happening.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you've heard what's coming up next time on the program here on this Mother's Day. Seriously, all of you who are mothers, expectant mothers, mothers-to-be, mothers of dogs and cats, mothers of birds and snakes, whatever it is that you have in your home that you consider yourself a mother of, happy Mother's Day. I think it does include all of that. And all of you grandmothers especially, have yourself a grandmother's day. Not that there's many grandmothers listening to this drivel, but perhaps there is. And your great-grandmothers... And your great-great-grandmothers, and your great-great-great-great-grandmothers. And now I'm just being silly and stupid. Sorry, it's a little late to get the show out today. Over at the Booze and Blues, radio-memphis.com tonight. It's just blues music all night. That's all it is. Just all night long. Listen to the blues. There's no staff. There's nobody in the studio. It's just music, and that's the way it's going to be for a little while. Hopefully that will all change soon, and we'll get back to business as usual. And wouldn't that be something special and sweet, wouldn't it? So there you go. All right, kids, look, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I've got to go wash my hands and then fix a cocktail, because that's what it is. Y'all take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.